Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 47 today, under sunny skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 26. Tonight, partly cloudy. A slight chance for snow changing to rain. Tomorrow, high of 54, cloudy. Slight chance for snow changing to rain showers. Friday, high temperatures reach up to 42. 55, ample sunshine expected. Saturday, a dusting of snow. Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 32.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Kansas Farm Bureau is warning that President Trump's tariffs will not be good for Kansas farmers.
Kansas Farm Bureau said Tuesday that tariffs will only cause other countries to retaliate, making selling everything from wheat to corn much tougher. Larry Straub is a business professor at Friends University in Wichita.
There'd be a lot of different opinions on what that is and what the definition is. In my mind, I think he is definitely triggering a trade war.
Straub also says farmers will surely cut back on buying what they need to do business. I'm Jared Cirillo.
40-year-old Ronald Blackwell was booked into the Shawnee County Jail. According to Shawnee County Jail records, Blackwell was booked in connection with aggravated assault, arson, and he's being held without bond on those counts. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida to introduce the Preserving Access to Patient Reimbursement, or PAPR, Act, which is bipartisan legislation that ensures America's veterans continue to have access to a paper-based system for reimbursement of their travel expenses to and from medical appointments. This legislation follows a move from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to a fully web-based travel reimbursement program for veterans, causing a roadblock for those without access to or experience with computers. Senator Marshall said our nation's heroes served our country with unwavering honor and dignity, and we need to ensure they receive the support they deserve. He said his office hears from countless veterans who are in need of assistance with web-based travel reimbursements, and he's pleased to work with his colleagues on a common-sense solution to this problem by introducing the Preserving Access to Patient Reimbursement Act. Joining Senators Roger Marshall and Rick Scott are six other senators and U.S. Representatives Gus Balarakis of Florida 12 and Chris Pappas of New Hampshire 1, who led the companion version of this legislation in the House. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to temporarily close both directions of I-70 near Hays starting on Tuesday, March 11th, for the removal of the U.S. 183 bypass bridge over I-70 at exit 157. Eastbound and westbound traffic will be diverted onto the U.S. 183 bypass exit ramp at exit 157 and re-enter I-70 through the entrance ramp. Stop signs on both exit ramps will be covered to allow for continuous traffic flow through the detour, and no right or left turns will be allowed. Additional closures will be in place on the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue, as northbound lanes on the U.S. 183 bypass will be closed immediately north of the intersection at Fairground and Frontier Roads, and southbound 230th Avenue will be closed immediately south of the 55th Street intersection. Access to I-70 from the U.S. 183 bypass and 230th Avenue will not be available during the closure. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the closure to last 7 working days, excluding weekends, and conditions permitting. Travelers may experience slight delays due to slow-moving traffic through the area and are reminded to slow down and use caution through the work zone. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6136 or Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. 3 special meetings are scheduled across Kansas to discuss night vision coyote hunting in the Sunflower State, and the meetings, which are being sponsored by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, will take place locally from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on March 25th at Brief Space 219 West 10th in Hays. And according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the meetings are designed to gather feedback on the night vision coyote hunting season. Attendees will be able to share their thoughts with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks officials at the meeting, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will then use the information to assess season dates. The night vision coyote hunting season, introduced in 2021, runs annually from January 1st through March 31st, and during this season, hunters may use artificial light, night vision, and thermal imaging equipment to hunt coyotes with a $2.50 night vision equipment permit and the appropriate hunting license. In addition to the night vision season, Kansas maintains a year-round coyote hunting and fur harvesting season with no limit on the number of coyotes that can be taken. Christopher Kennedy, the acting Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary, said they have not proposed any changes to the coyote night vision season, though they have heard from many members of the public with varying opinions, so they schedule these meetings to ensure they're listening and considering the views of all Kansans. The night vision coyote season will also be discussed at upcoming Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings, including the next meeting on March 27th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library in Topeka. Members of the public are welcome to attend and voice their opinions during the meeting's 2 public comment sessions, and those unable to attend a meeting can provide input by filling out the Contact All Commissioners form at ksoutdoors.com/commission. For more information on coyote hunting in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/hunting/coyote. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join us at Norton County Hospital on Wednesday, March 26th at 5 p.m. for the next Can't Miss Destination Health Class, Marching Towards Better Health. This engaging session will cover tips on diabetic nutrition, affordable healthy meals, the Walk Kansas program, and fitness strategies to help you reach your wellness goals. Perfect for all ages. For more details, visit the NCH Facebook page.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 17th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and Commissioner Richard Thompson, along with others to present business or observe. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste informed the commissioners that the top coat machine is failing, and he said it was new in 2005 and has been rebuilt 3 times. The commissioners asked Ted to get another rebuild cost and to get a price on a new machine to evaluate their options. Robert Wyatt informed the commission that Devizes Cemetery is currently unable to be accessed. There's a monument truck that would like to access the cemetery to lay a stone, and there's also a current burial that needs to take place. Robert said that he would like the commission to instruct Road and Bridge Department to redo the entrance into the cemetery, and the commissioners agreed to send Terry Laughlin to get the maintenance schedule. Leslie Fonenstill and Jinda Jones were at the meeting to obtain signatures for some grants that they are applying for, and in addition, they reported on the quality of service that they are experiencing with their personal health insurance supplements. The commission listened and instructed County Clerk Craig Renner to make some phone calls to insurance companies to get the situation remedied. Robert Wyatt inquired about purchasing the old copier in the storage room, so he was instructed to contact Eakes to get a bid on what the copier was worth, and then the commission would sell it to him for that price. Commissioner Beidler moved that a solid waste hearing be opened at 10 a.m. as scheduled. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Chairman Matchett asked for comments from the public, and no comments were made, so Commissioner Beidler moved that the public hearing be closed, and Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. and the hearing was then closed. Doug Minson and Mark Polifka of Foley Equipment presented the commission with a bid on a new Caterpillar 140-15J motor grader. The total purchase price is $383,124.98, including the extended warranty, and the offer includes a trade-in offer, but it gives the commission the option of selling the trade-in on their own. So the commission is going to take 60 days to either accept the trade-in price or to sell it outright, and Caterpillar is offering financing terms for 5 years. Commissioners instructed County Clerk Renner to obtain bids from the local banks on a $200,000 amount, and Commissioner Beidler moved to lock the purchase contract for $383,124.98. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Kenneth Riemann passed away on February 26, 2025, at the Memorial North Hospital in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the age of 91. Massive Christian burial officiated by Father Trinity Save Our ER will be held tomorrow, Thursday, March 6th, at 10:30 a.m. at the St. John's Catholic Church in Logan, Kansas, and burial will follow at the Mount Calvary Cemetery in Dinsmore, Kansas. Mr. Riemann will lie in state on Wednesday, March 5th, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., with a recitation of the Rosary on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, Kansas. Memorial contributions may be made to the Mount Calvary Cemetery, and Logan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. And this report on the Commodity Classic in Denver is brought to you by Kansas Corn. A lot of the discussion on the final day of the Commodity Classic in Denver on Tuesday focused on tariffs after the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico went into effect Tuesday, as well as the additional 10% tariff on China that took effect Tuesday. Chad Epler, a corn producer from Columbus, serves as a board member of the Kansas Corn Commission. He says we're already starting to see effects of the tariffs through the prices at the Board of Trade.
What's it going to look like long term? I don't know. And that's got a lot of us right now, that, you know, are getting ready to put corn seed in the ground. It has us thinking, gosh, what do we do? How do we market this pre-harvest? How do we break even, if that's even going to be a possibility? We're going to have to push the yields to really make it work if we don't see some improvement on the price. I understand the purpose of tariffs, and it seems like, you know, a lot of times agriculture is just caught in the crosshairs, and it's unfortunate. We will do what we always do, and that's put our head down and go to work and hope for the best.
And there's also the concern as to when the effects of tariffs or the removal of tariffs is going to happen and going to end in the case of the removal of tariffs. Epler also serves as chair of the National Corn Growers Association Action Team on Research and New Uses. They discuss the concerns on the continuing spread of mycotoxins that have been found as far north as Kansas and the research being done to control the spread further into the Corn Belt. The Commodity Classic ended Tuesday in Denver. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Kansas Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit kscorn.com and become a member today.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. While it does still look like we can expect to see a breezy afternoon ahead for the entire state for today with the passing of that cold front that pushed through the area, we are expecting to see mostly sunny skies for the eastern half of the state this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy here for the western half, actually, with highs expected to be more of an average forecast. We normally should be right around about the mid to lower 50s throughout the entire state. It does look like mid to lower 50s expected for the southwestern and south central portions of the state, mid to upper 40s for northwestern, north central, and southeastern Kansas, and actually our coldest spot in northeastern Kansas with highs getting into the upper 30s to lower 40s. So a little bit below average for more than half of the state this afternoon. By tonight, cloud cover builds in for the entire state. It looks like overnight lows are expecting to drop down around about the low to mid 40s for the south central and southeastern parts of Kansas. Mid to low 30s expected for southeastern up to northeastern Kansas, and then actually lingering around about the upper 20s for the northwestern portions of the state. By Thursday, it looks like there is a fire weather watch going into effect by the afternoon hours for southwestern portions of Kansas, looking at high winds and low humidity as a warm front begins to push through. Also, this is going to be our warmest area for the state, looking at highs getting up around about the low to mid 70s. 60s expected just outside of that, and it looks like 50s expected for nearly the rest of the state are again our coolest temperatures in northeastern Kansas into the upper 40s. Mostly sunny skies expected for most of the state, a little bit more cloud cover for northwestern Kansas, also with a slight chance for some rain coming in there late. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teed for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. At this time, we have over 200 head of 450 to 700-pound wean light feeders consigned, but those three consignments are pending at this time due to the moisture we received yesterday. We'll see later today what tomorrow's sale looks like. Check our website, nortonlivestock.com, for information later today and on the radio Thursday morning. Thank you.